Well, good afternoon, good evening, little children and little ones around the world. It's June 19th, 2023. It's Monday. It's 18:25 Eastern Daylight Time. I had a false take the first try because I forgot to switch the video into reverse image, reverse the colors. Now I'm going to attempt this again. Now, this song was originally recorded by a man by the name of Roy Hogshead in 1947. It's called Cocaine Blues. It's about drug use. And it was written originally also by a different man, Troy Junius Arnall, or Arnall, A-R-N-A-L-L, A-R-N-A-L-L. Junius, J-U-N-I-U-S, Troy, like the city of Troy. But this is the song that was also recorded by Johnny Cash and was recorded by many other people, Led Zeppelin, for example, but also, or at least performed by Led Zeppelin in Tokyo. Jackson Brown recorded this on his 1977 album, Running on Empty, but then he subsequently quit cocaine, okay? So he produced a new version of the song, and thereafter, anytime anyone would ask him to perform the song, Cocaine Blues, he would say, well, I'm going to have to perform the rehab version, because obviously he didn't use cocaine anymore. So this is the rehab version by Jackson Brown. Cocaine Blues. The rehab version.
Sitting here thinking about the way back when everybody I met was my best friend. Cocaine, and all of my brain. It was you take Sally, and I'll take Sue. If you let me see your coat, I would take that too. Cocaine. Thank you.
Well, you get so tired of walking around looking and feeling like shit. You finally decide today is the day I quit. Come in later in the evening and start thinking about what you want to do. But I wouldn't let the user even one more day. Could have shown me how I was helping turn a profit for the CIA. Cocaine.
What a great performance that was. By the way, Ron and Nancy in that song refers to Ronald Reagan, the president of the United States at that time, and his wife, Nancy Reagan, of course. So, I was afraid that because I got emotional on the first take, that I wasn't going to be able to get emotional the second time. It's just, no, that song is always going to get me emotional. Unless I'm just listening to it privately, I guess. But it's just too emotional to think about how many lives are affected by this drug culture that is promoted by the medical establishment shamefully. Shamefully. It just disgusts me. It sickens, more than sickens me, it angers me. Deeply and greatly does it anger me. Now, today we're not going to do the beginning of chapter 12 of Wild Road, Little Children, because we have, we're going to talk about a little bit about the fact that it's about what Israel did after they left Egypt in their wilderness wanderings, where they went, and so on. That's what we're going to talk about. And, of course, you know, we can always talk more about the issue of drugs. Drugs are very stupid. It's always been the case. Now, in ancient times, just like today, they aren't always available. Drugs are not always available to everyone. So many people don't face the temptation. But for some people, there is a temptation. They're presented with the temptation continually. And if they are not willing to die rather than to give in, then they're going to be subject to, you know, intense temptation. And it's going to be, for most people, typically irresistible. They won't be able to resist. So we can pray to Jehovah and say, Jehovah, help me to stay free of, you know, mood-altering, intoxicating substances, mind-altering, perception-altering substances, and whatever else we want to pray about. Help me to stay free of drugs and body-altering substances. And all these things I ask that you help me to stay free of them until death, in Jesus' name. And if we pray that every day, and every time we're tempted, if we pray that, if we need to pray it, we can pray it. We don't have to pray it every day either if we're, if we prayed it enough and we're safe, you know, staying safe. But once you give in to temptation, there's no ever. Unless you can get free of it again at some point, of course. I mean, there's no going. You can't just maintain if you've compromised your own view. You know, you're no longer just maintaining your view. You'd have to go back on your word if you change your mind, and then you went, how do you go back? You become a person who doesn't have a word that's valid. Your word must be kept in order for it to be valid. That's a very primary thing. So when Nancy said, Nancy Reagan had a program where she promoted this slogan for children to say no. Her idea was, just say no. That was her slogan, right? Just say no. Now, that is not a strong enough way of expressing it, but it's the right idea. But you don't even have to say no. You can just ignore also. You can just stand fast and stare down your tempters. You don't have to say no necessarily. You can. You can say, drugs are stupid, whatever you want to say, that's true. That is a true statement. I can vouch for that. But if you understand it well enough, you should help share what you know with the people who are trapped in that culture. And this includes the medical establishment and their promotion of drugs and the people who use those drugs. It includes that, too. Those drugs will never cure a disease. You need to understand there are so many things, like antibiotics, for example, completely replaceable by vitamin C. There are many things that, for which, or many examples whereby it becomes clear that drugs are not the answer to anything. When you see those examples and see how ignorant people are about that, it's just, there's so many things. And then recreational drugs, that's a thing that people fall into because perhaps they think that drugs can help. You know, they can make you smarter, they can make you keep you awake like with cocaine or whatever, you know, whatever they do. That people are willing to believe that drugs can make you better, or that, you know, but it's part of a fallacy that arises because of the reliance on human knowledge and the fact that man can discover a new chemical or even a natural chemical, but some chemical that can change the body in a way that makes it better. But it was not the way that God intended. So for today's scripture, little children, wine is a ridiculer, alcohol is unruly, whoever goes astray by them is not wise. That's Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. And the same principle applies to any substance which could lead us astray, which drugs certainly do, even probably worse than alcohol. But it's basically the same idea. It's the misuse of a substance. There's a proper use for alcohol. We'll probably mention it some other time. But, I mean, for example, give wine to those who are bitter of soul and, you know, spirits or hard liquor to those who are about to perish. That's the proper use of alcohol. If you need it in order to prevent committing suicide, perhaps. But the, you know, addictive nature of these things is also well known. Some things being much more addictive than others in the chemical world, too. It's just better not to get involved with any of those things. If we can stay away from it, it's better by far. So for today's reading, we have Leviticus. What a great performance that was by Jackson Brown. What courage. Now, Leviticus 19. And Jehovah spoke further to Moses, saying, speak to the entire assembly of the sons of Israel, and you must say to them, you should prove yourselves holy, because I, Jehovah, your God, am holy. You should fear each one, his father and his mother, and my Sabbaths you should keep. I am Jehovah, your God. Do not turn yourselves to valueless gods, and you must not make molten gods for yourselves. I am Jehovah, your God. Now, in case you should sacrifice a communion sacrifice to Jehovah, you should sacrifice it to gain approval for yourselves. On the day of your sacrifice and directly the next day, it should be eaten. But what is left over till the third day should be burned in the fire. If, though, it should at all be eaten on the third day, it is a foul thing. It will not be accepted with approval. And the one eating it will answer for his error, because he has profaned the holy thing of Jehovah, and that soul must be cut off from his people. And when you people reap the harvest of your land, you must not reap the edge of your field completely, and the gleaning of your harvest you must not pick up. Also, you must not gather the leftovers of your vineyard, and you must not pick up the scattered grapes of your vineyard. For the afflicted one and the alien resident you should leave them. I am Jehovah your God. You people must not steal, and you must not deceive, and you must not deal falsely anyone with his associate. And you must not swear in my name to a lie, that you do not profane the name of your God. I am Jehovah. You must not defraud your fellow, and you must not rob. The wages of a hired laborer should not stay all night with you until morning. You must not call down evil upon a deaf man, and before a blind man you must not put an obstacle. And you must be in fear of your God. I am Jehovah. You people must not do injustice in the judgment. You must not treat the lowly with partiality, and you must not prefer the person of a great one. With justice you should judge your associate. You must not go around among your people for the sake of slandering. You must not stand up against your fellow's blood. I am Jehovah. You must not hate your brother in your heart. You should, by all means, reprove your associate, that you may not bear sin along with him. You must not take vengeance, nor have a grudge against the sons of your people, and you must love your fellow as yourself. I am Jehovah. You people should keep my statutes. You must not interbreed your domestic animals of two sorts. You must not sow your field with seeds of two sorts. And you must not put upon yourself a garment of two sorts of thread mixed together. The thought comes to mind, cotton, polyester, right? That's what thought comes to mind. I used to have a lot of garments that were cotton, polyester. Now, in case a man lies down with a woman and has an emission of semen, when she is a maid servant designated for another man, and she has not in any way been redeemed, nor has freedom been given her, this is the law of Moses. We're not under this law anymore. It was abolished by the sacrifice of Jesus. Okay. Now, in case a man lies down with a woman and has an emission of semen, when she is a maid servant designated for another man, and she has not in any way been redeemed, nor has freedom been given her, punishment should take place. They should not be put to death because she was not set free, and he must bring his guilt offering to Jehovah, to the entrance of the tent of meeting, a ram of guilt offering. And the priest must make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering before Jehovah for his sin that he committed. And his sin that he committed must be forgiven him. See, he lay down with a woman who was promised to someone else. And in case you people come into the land and you must plant any tree for food, he not only lay down with her, though he had an emission of semen. And in case you people come into the land and you must plant any tree for food, you must also consider its fruitage impure as its foreskin. For 3 years it will continue uncircumcised for you. It should not be eaten. But in the fourth year all its fruit will become a holy thing of festal exultation to Jehovah. And in the fifth year you may eat its fruit in order to add its produce to yourselves. I am Jehovah your God. You must eat nothing along with blood. You must not look for omens, and you must not practice magic. You must not cut your side locks short around. That's your hair around the side. And you must not destroy the extremity of your beard. And you must not make cuts in your flesh for a deceased soul. And you must not put tattoo marking upon yourselves. I am Jehovah. Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, in order that the land may not commit prostitute. In order that the land may not commit prostitution. Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, in order that the land may not commit prostitution and the land actually be filled with loose morals. My Sabbaths you should keep, and you should stand in awe of my sanctuary. I am Jehovah. Do not turn yourselves to the spirit mediums, and do not consult professional foretellers of events so as to become unclean by them. I am Jehovah your God. So that's unclean as well, consulting a professional spirit medium or foreteller of events. I am Jehovah your God. Before gray hair you should rise up, and you must show consideration for the person of an old man. And you must be in fear of your God. I am Jehovah. And in case an alien resident resides with you as an alien in your land, you must not mistreat him. The alien resident who resides as an alien with you should become to you like a native of yours, and you must love him as yourself, for you became alien residents in the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. You must not commit injustice in judging, in measuring, in weighing, or in measuring liquids. You should prove to have accurate scales, accurate weights, an accurate ephah, and an accurate hin. Jehovah your God I am, who have brought you out of the land of Egypt. So you must keep all my statutes and all my judicial decisions, and you must do them. I am Jehovah. Now we'll read Acts chapter 1, little children. Now this is by Luke, written by Luke because he refers to Theophilus in the first verse, as he does in the book of Luke. The first account being the meaning, when he says the first account, he means the book of Luke. The first account, O Theophilus, I composed about all the things Jesus started both to do and to teach until the day that he was taken up. After he had given commandment through Holy Spirit, to the apostles whom he chose. To these also, by many positive proofs, he showed himself alive after he had suffered. In fact, he died, being seen by them throughout 40 days and telling the things about the kingdom of God. And while he was meeting with them, he gave them the orders, "Do not withdraw from Jerusalem, but keep waiting for what the Father has promised, about which you heard from me. Because John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized in Holy Spirit not many days after this." When now they had assembled, they went asking him, "Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time?" He said to them, "It does not belong to you to get knowledge of the times or seasons which the Father has placed in his own jurisdiction." Right. So this is prior to this is writing about when Jesus was with the disciples after his resurrection and manifested himself in a physical body. He said, "It does not belong to you to get knowledge of the times or seasons which the Father has placed in his own jurisdiction, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit arrives upon you, and you will be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the most distant part of the earth." And after he had said these things, while they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud caught him up from their vision. And as they were gazing into the sky, while he was on his way, also look, two men in white garments stood alongside them, and they said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who was received up from you into the sky, will come thus in the same manner as you have beheld him going into the sky. This Jesus who was received up from you into the sky will come thus in the same manner as you have beheld him going into the sky." Then they returned to Jerusalem from a mountain called the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, being a Sabbath day's journey away. They had restricted travel, the Jews did, at least in some sects. On the Sabbath day, they couldn't travel as far, Sabbath day's journey away. So when they had entered, they went up into the upper chamber. So that might be a mile away or something. You know, not very far. They went up into the upper chamber where they were staying, Peter as well as John and James and Andrew, Philip and Bartholomew. Let's read that again. Peter as well as John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the zealous one, and Judas the son of James. With one accord, all these were persisting in prayer, together with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers. Now during these days, so they saw Jesus taken up into heaven, then they returned to Jerusalem, and they were in the upper chamber where they were staying, and they were persisting in prayer. Now during these days, Peter rose up in the midst of the brothers and said, the crowd of persons was altogether about 120. "Men, brothers, it was necessary for the scripture to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by David's mouth about Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, because he had been numbered among us, and he obtained a share in this ministry." So the scripture spoke something about a man who would have been among with another and would become a betrayer and would depart from his loyalty. Okay. This very man, therefore, purchased a field with the wages for unrighteousness, and pitching head foremost, he noisily burst in his midst, and all his intestines were poured out. It also became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He threw himself down off a cliff or something like that, Judas did, so that that field was called in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, this is the psalm which was referred to previously here in this passage, "Let his lodging place become desolate, and let there be no dweller in it, and his office of oversight let someone else take. It is therefore necessary that of the men that assembled with us during all the time in which the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, starting with his baptism by John and until the day he was received up from us, one of these men should become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they put up two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, "You, O Jehovah, who know the hearts of all, designate which one of these two men you have chosen to take the place of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas deviated to go to his own place." You notice they don't say to go to his death in a violent manner. They just say he went to his own place. So they cast lots over them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was reckoned along with the 11 apostles. So that's the end of our study for today, little children. Once again, we have about the same amount of time left over to talk about things. I think it's very easy to get misled into a world of, you know, substance abuse. It doesn't even have to be drugs. It could be food abuse, right? The misuse of food. Not understanding that you can just eat whatever you want. It's the same thing. Same idea, really. Except that with drugs, people do it recreationally because they're seeking to alter their mental state. Or maybe they're seeking to alter their physical state. For some reason, they want to change what they have because they've become bored with what they have. They haven't been, or because they're seeking something better, which is not always a bad idea to seek something better. It's just the way in which you go about it that is actually important with regard to the concept that, you know, sorcery is death. Drugs are death. It's a form of false worship. It doesn't worship the true God. And if you eat the right things, you can actually make your body healthier by what you eat. And this is not just your body, your mind, everything can be made healthier, which is holistic medicine. It doesn't resort to, you know, allopathic or whatever that other form of medicine is called, that any form of medicine that treats illness and seeks for illness in order to treat it. With any means, like surgery or drugs or any means, rather than holistic medicine or food, or not just food, everything like prayer and meditation and all these aspects of things that are not only not bad, but they're also good if they're done properly with the proper respect for the Creator and respect, as we learned today also in Leviticus, for the elders, for those who are older than we are. We respect those ones. We should respect those ones. And if we don't respect those ones, we're not going to be worshiping Jehovah, because we need to respect those who are older than us. Respect for gray hair, as it said. Very important to be aware that those who are older than us are worthy of respect. That's the thing, just for the fact that they're older. And people in this world that we live in very frequently lose sight of that and many other things that they lose sight of. So, we're coming up to, there's got to be something else to say. Well, today I went to the bank. I went shopping. I bought some more of the food that I've been enjoying recently. I found a very good natural cookie. So when we buy food, too, it's good to read the ingredients, and some things are worth noting, that it's good to have a short ingredient list. It's good if they don't add salt, because the salt they add might be the most undesirable type of salt that is processed by mankind and heat-treated and had things added to it and so on to make it flow easier or whatever. But the salt that people put in things is not always the best. So unless it says sea salt, and even then it's better to buy it without salt and add your own salt. But many other things on the ingredient list you can learn about that will become undesirable when you learn certain things. Anything, the first piece of advice is don't buy anything with a long ingredient list if you can get a shorter ingredient list. But something like monosodium glutamate, something I avoid, because it's, and sometimes it's very hard to find any meat in a can that doesn't have that added to it. But the reason we avoid, or that we can avoid monosodium glutamate in good conscience, is because it's not a flavor enhancement. It produces pleasure through the when it passes into your throat. It causes pleasure in your brain. It doesn't have a taste effect. There's no flavor enhancement. It's a drug of sorts. So that's a reason to avoid MSG, as it's called, or monosodium glutamate, as it's also called or known. There are many other things on the list, I think, probably, that I do avoid, but that's the main ones. I mean, those are the ones that are the ones that typically you wouldn't necessarily know about. There are probably anything that, like, I guess nitrites and things are not the most desirable. Anything preserving, a preservative, that's right. Anything that's a preservative is not always the most desirable. Although, it's not going to stop me from buying bacon. I don't think nitrates are harmful in moderation, but at least that's my current belief. But, I mean, what we believe, we should put our actions into what we believe. So if we believe drugs are wrong, we should never let anybody induce us to go back on that belief, ever. Even if it means that they kill us, we should never go back on our own beliefs. Doesn't matter. I mean, my mother taught me, you know, if somebody threatens you, I probably asked her, what if they, this is why she would have said this, but I probably asked her at one point, what if they kill me? Or what if they threaten to kill me? And her response was something like, just tell them, do it. You know, I mean, don't compromise. It's more important. It's more important not to compromise. And if you tell a bully what to do, he won't do it. That's the other thing. That's a fact. They never do what you tell them, because they want to be in authority. They want to have the upper hand. So you tell them to do it, you know. Tell them, just do it. Whatever you're going to do, they won't do it. They won't be able to do it because they're cowards. Okay, so, and they want to, they're trying to assert their bravery by, you know, by forcing you to do what they want and not doing what you say. I mean, so it's a surefire thing. They're not going to do what you want. This is June 19th, 2023. It's 18:59 hours, Eastern Daylight Time. Ward Green, and I love you very much. Have a great day. What a great performance that was by Jackson Browne. And on my behalf, this is Willie and Moppy saying bye for now.